We've been talking a lot of politics today, of course, in the wake of the defeat last night of Proposal 1 here in the state of Michigan. As we turn our attention now to the national scene, it's easy to note where the news items have been coming from the last couple of weeks. A lot of unrest out there, places like Baltimore, subsequent protests that have gone on in Seattle, in New York, in Denver, etc., and a rising tension in many communities with law enforcement. And that has some lawmakers, including one from the state of Michigan, looking to reach across the aisle in a bipartisan way and work with the opposite party in recommending some changes here to help reduce crime and improve the criminal justice system. We're speaking this morning with U.S. Senator, junior senator from the state of Michigan, Gary Peters, who is doing just that now in D.C. Good morning, Senator.
Well, good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Can you give us a summation here of what this proposal here, this what you're calling the National Criminal Justice Commission Act of 2015, you're co-sponsoring this with a Republican, Lindsey Graham, and John Cornyn, two Republicans from South Carolina and Texas, what this would do?
Well, I certainly, Dave, it is a step to try to deal with certainly what we're seeing around the country right now, but really have a comprehensive look at the criminal justice system in this country. It is similar to what we did back in the mid-1960s. The last commission that we had that did a top-to-bottom review of the criminal justice system was done when President Johnson was our president in the mid-60s, and it arose out of also a very difficult time in our country with a lot of things happening around the country. As a result of that commission, we had over 200 recommendations. It was considered a success of really looking at key reforms throughout the system. Some things that your listeners will remember from the commission is that our 911, our 911, when you call 911, that came out of the commission for emergency calls, for example. And
right.
It is now well past time, though. After 50 years, we need to do that. This legislation actually also comes out of a recommendation out of what happened in Ferguson and the tragedy there, and the president, as you know, formed a task force to look at ideas of how to reform policing. And their number one recommendation was to have a national commission looking at the entire criminal justice system, not just focusing on police tactics, but a much broader perspective.
There have been some advocates that have spoken out, and maybe with some extreme views on this from both sides of the political spectrum, including some saying this is we need to have a national police force, so this is taken out of the hands of local police. That's not part of this reform effort, is it, in any way, shape, or form, Senator?
No, that's not part of it. This is about reaching out, looking at the system in a comprehensive way, looking at things, for example, like the grand jury system. You know, certainly after what happened in Staten Island, there were questions about does the grand jury system work the way it should. We need to look at that. It's about prison reform. It's about reentry programs when people, after they've done their time, when they come out in the community, how do we make sure that they can get back on their feet so they don't end up back in the criminal justice system? You know, it's a complete comprehensive look, and that's why actually, this legislation has the support of police organizations all across the country. I'm happy to say it's been endorsed by the Fraternal Order of Police and the prosecutors, the district attorneys, sheriff's departments, but also have the endorsement of the NAACP, and we're working on other civil rights groups as well. So it's about bringing everybody to the table and discussing this issue in a thoughtful, comprehensive way to get the comprehensive ideas that we need to reform the system.
So an 18-month review, would it, you expect, Senator, that you would come out of this and there'd be some current aspects of our system that you would say, despite public opinion, this actually is not broke and it works pretty well. We don't think it should be changed.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, and there's things of it's not to condemn the whole criminal justice system. Many aspects do work, or I assume they do work well, but we need to hear from experts that are coming together. But it's about making it better, and that's bottom line. What we want to do is make it work better so that every citizen can, no matter who they are, no matter where they live, know that the system is fair and that justice is delivered. And that all sides are heard. So it's a comprehensive commission with all sorts of voices coming together to come up with some concrete ideas for action, just like the commission did nearly 50 years ago. It is time to do it again.
Do you think this will help calm some frayed nerves out there and tensions, at least in the formation of this? And if it goes through, do you expect this to go through and that this will be approved?
Well, I'm certainly hoping it will. As you mentioned at the opening, I have two Republican sponsors that have joined me. I'm very pleased to have Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, John Cornyn, who is the second-ranking Republican in the Senate, as my two co-sponsors. We're in the process now of adding to that list, but the fact that I have two senior Republicans in the Senate joining me is a good sign, given the Republicans control the U.S. Senate now. We're hoping to get it out of committee and move it quickly. And I certainly think that the public is ready, and my colleagues know when they tune into the TV and they see what's happening in Baltimore and other places that we've seen in the recent weeks and months. Now is the time for us to take action, to do the comprehensive review necessary so that we can act as quickly as possible, but do it in a thoughtful way, not in a reactionary way or an extreme way, but in a thoughtfully, carefully crafted way.
I know you'll keep us updated on that. A couple of quick things before we let you go. One, I know you watch very closely here in your home state the news of Proposal 1. What was your take from the rather massive defeat yesterday at the polls?
Well, it was, and you know, I've been looking at some of the reports and looking at some of the exit polls, and I think that one thing, though, that we should take away, even though the proposal went down, was that people in the state of Michigan are pretty unified in the desire to see our roads fixed. And so we need to have a plan put forward. It's time for the legislature to do its job there in Michigan and put together a proposal to fix the roads. I wouldn't in any way see the defeat of this proposal in any way as an acknowledgement the voters think the roads are in good shape, because I'm sure they do not.
No.
Exit polls show that. And as I drive the roads in Michigan, I know they are not in good shape, and we need to fix them.
Senator, one last thing. This is on national security. Now, you saw clearly the event that occurred in Texas over the weekend now with the attack that was thwarted by police at an event to draw cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad in Islam. Now, today, ISIS says that they claim to have 71 fighters in various U.S. states, and Michigan is one of the states that is listed. Also, Virginia, which is nearby where you go to work each day. What's your take on that?
Well, we have to be very vigilant. I serve on the Homeland Security Committee here in the U.S. Senate, and it is a definite concern. We are working with intelligence folks to identify those potential sleeper cells and other folks that are here. But ISIS is, without question, a significant threat that we have to be prepared for, as well as a number of extremist groups around the world. And so we are going to continue to focus, you know, on our efforts there to track them and to hunt them down and bring them to justice.
All right. Senator Gary Peters, Democrat here, junior senator from the state of Michigan, joining us this morning as part of a bipartisan sponsorship for an act that would make recommendations to reduce crime and improve the criminal justice system. They call it the National Criminal Justice Commission Act of 2015, rather. That's this year, Dave. And this would be an 18-month review. Senator, we appreciate you joining us here on the program.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.